Please be aware that this audio drama is a dark look into the truth and consequences of mental illness and may be distressing for some listeners. Violence, murder, graphic bodily harm, and aggressive voices with some swear words will be used throughout.
So many things to learn, so much crammed into such little time. But listen close to the advice of a friend. Don't worry too much, you'll be just fine. Brothers Keeper till the end. Never leave each other's side. No matter what may come, best friends for life.
One month gone. Eight more to survive. If classes continue to be this easy, I'll breeze through sixth grade.
Oh, sorry to burst your bubble, but now we start the grind. We had a month of getting used to things. They can't waste any more time on walking us through each assignment and lesson.
Darn, I got my hopes up for nothing. Luckily, my classes aren't too difficult. We're only going to read 3 books this year in English.
Oh, the pain. I can't imagine being forced to read only 3 books this school year. How will you survive?
Oh, shut up.
You'll be okay. You have free time to read books. The library here is so much better than the one you had last year. Plus, you won't be missing having to read only 3 books a year by the time you're my age. Things get much harder by your 8th grade year.
And I won't miss a thing about this year by then.
Ha! Sure you won't.
I'm starting to like middle school. It isn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
Oh yeah? What's your favorite class?
Earth science. We haven't really done anything yet, but you know that science is my favorite subject.
You're such a nerd.
Oh, and you're not, Mr. I've had the reading level of a college student since 4th grade?
Yeah, but you're like a nerd. Like a science and math are my life nerd. I'm more of a scholar than a nerd.
Okay, sure. Keep telling yourself that, imbecile. It'll make you feel better.
I will.
Welcome to Harmonia Quad. Please carefully exit the train and step onto the platform. A map is located near where you exit. We hope you enjoyed your ride.
There will be 2. I need to look out for the 2. They will be the cause of our dismay.
Hey, wasn't that the guy you bumped into a while ago?
Yeah, I guess he's homeless. Poor guy. He kind of freaks me out though, you know?
Yeah, I get the creeps from him too. I don't know, man. Let's just get to school. We'll be late. So how are classes? As easy breezy as you thought?
You act like I don't enjoy the work. Yes, you were right that we are getting more serious assignments, but it still isn't hard. I'm more mature than you think when it comes to working.
I'm not surprised that you don't hate it. I'm sure that your teachers wish everyone was like you.
Yeah, well at least I don't kiss up. I earned the respect through hard work.
The old-fashioned way. Call me out like that. There ain't nothing wrong with a little flattery to get your way. You have Mrs. Smith, don't you? Good luck with earning her attention by doing your work.
Yeah. I know I can't win every teacher over. It's whatever. Doesn't mean I won't enjoy the class. English is my least favorite, though, so I don't really mind her not being a fan of me. I won't take it personally. What about you? Feel overwhelmed yet? Chris? What are you looking...
Oh, sorry. I got lost in thought. You asked about the workload? It's okay. I'll survive it right now.
What were you looking at? Or, should I say who?
I wasn't looking at anyone.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Sure. Was it, her? Or maybe her? Oh, was it Vanessa Williams?
What? Ew, no. She's so fake. Get over it, Angel.
I am determined to figure out who it is. Maybe not right now, but I will.
Shut up.
So, how was the rest of your day?
I don't feel like talking about school, dude. I'm drained.
Oh, yeah? It sucks that your last year of middle school is taking such a toll on you.
Shut it. Let's just talk about something else. Anything else. Like, hey, it's October, our favorite month.
Oh my gosh, it is! I didn't even think about it! I haven't decided on a costume yet.
I don't think it'll take you too long. You always get so into it.
Well, duh. It's the only time of the year that I can be anything or anyone I want, and it's considered normal. Plus, free candy. Everyone loves free candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally.
What's wrong with you? You're not usually... You're not getting too old for this, right? You're never too old to trespass and ask for free sweets, Chris. Don't be loco, hermano.
I'm not. I just... I don't know. Maybe I don't feel as excited about it anymore.
Oh, come on. Maybe we can be the hunk and the arachnid? That would be cool. Everyone is still raving about those movies coming out. Or the Z-dudes.
We can do anything you want to, kiddo. Just know there is absolutely no way in hell that I'm painting myself the color of baby food.
Don't call me that. Also, he's the coolest character. No joke. I wish I could be that buff.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, what's up with you, man? Seriously.
Look, things are a little rough right now. You know how my parents are. It's really nothing. I just get down about it sometimes.
Yeah. I'm sorry about bugging you about it, Chris.
Nah, don't worry about it. Sometimes I just wish I could have a semi-normal situation. Most people would say, but if you didn't have a hard time growing up, you wouldn't be the person you are today. But what if I want some normalcy? Just for a little while. Right now. I've already been through all the hardships that make me me. Why can't I want something different now that I've developed my person? Why can't God give me more time to read and study and do what I want to do in life? Instead, I had to clean up the mess that my parents create and put all the pieces back together. I'm determined to be successful, but hard work can only get you so far. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. But what if your mind isn't realistic?